Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. As always, my pleasure and my delight to be with you on this Thursday evening. My co-host is Veronica McVillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. And so we are truly, truly blessed to have you join us tonight. I am so excited. It's another Thursday night. So for our first-time listeners, we thank you so very much. For those who have been to our show many times, we thank you as well. We want you to continue to hang out with us on Thursday evenings, and we are just glad to be here. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong with education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We are just so excited to be here with you tonight. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. We are always, always looking to improve on our mental health, improve with hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, and also providing career development, information, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition programs. We just come with lots of information, and we are always, always excited to be with you. So we welcome you tonight to the show. I am so excited, again, to be with you, and as always, look forward to having this conversation with you all. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about some things that are happening in the world today, but we also want to give you some highlights of some things that are going on in the community. And so I look forward to our next 30 minutes or less now, so it's going to be just a few minutes, and before we know it, it's going to be great. And I am so excited again. So, because we always come and we want to bring you information, talk to you, and just be a great resource for the community. Tonight, I wanted to touch on the subject that's happening in the month of May. And for those of you who do not know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, but there are also some other things going on in the month of May as well. So before I jump into any conversation tonight, I want to welcome my co-host, Ms. Veronica McMillan. Good afternoon, Veronica. How are you?
Hey, Francine. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Thank you. I am just so excited, as always, to be here and just wanted to let our audience know if anything happens and we get disconnected, I will try to log back in because we are having some technical difficulties tonight. But you know, it always happens before or after a storm. I don't know why, but it truly does. So, but we just want to let you know that we didn't leave you. We'll come back if we can. So, how's everything going, Veronica?
Everything is going well. I'm hoping that we'll be able to continue the show tonight because I was like, oh my God, we were supposed to be logging on. And I logged on and you were there. So
okay.
Thank God
great.
Able to do our show. It's a blessing.
Absolutely. Great. And this is the month of May. And my partner in crime, my business partner, my friend, my sister girl, is celebrating the whole month of May for her birthday. So anybody that listens to the show, if you're on Facebook, go over there and give her some happy birthday love. for the month of May. We're just going to celebrate her and all that she does. And I just am so delighted that God put her in my life and that our paths crossed all those years ago. So happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad. It's like I said, I'm trying to get into the new groove of celebrating the whole month, even though we got Mother's Day coming up this weekend.
Yay!
But definitely wanting to do the best that I can and celebrate me.
Yeah, absolutely, as you should. You are the most important person in your life, so we definitely want to celebrate you. And for our audience, all the mothers out there, whether you're biological mom, stepmom, you know, mom in love, what are those other moms? Mommies, mamas, whatever it is that you do, aunties, sisters, happy, happy Mother's Day to all of you. It takes a village to raise our children, and we appreciate all that you all do. And so I send my love and blessings to every one of you for this coming Sunday for Mother's Day. So do something special for yourself as well.
Yeah.
So it's just great, great, great. And I know that the month of May has been designated as Mental Health Awareness Month and also Self-Care Month. So it's a lot going on in the month of May. This is when the flowers are blooming. Everything is turning pretty. I love it, love it, love it. And we just want to make sure that we celebrate whatever we can because we just don't know what goes on behind closed doors. On a
exactly.
The mother of the Judd sisters has succumbed to her mental health illness. And I don't know if you heard about that, Veronica. Yeah.
Yes,
and,
I did. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh, no, she was so beautiful. Well, she is still beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful children, married. Grandkids, I mean, you look at her career, you know, you're thinking that everything is fine. But she did talk about her struggles and how, and this was just recently, she was at some award show and she was talking about how when she looks at the pill bottle, she thinks about her kids. And, but this time, I don't know what happened, but she is no longer with us. So it's just really sad. I don't want to be on a sad note, but Veronica, we got to talk about this mental health piece. We just I don't even know where do we start? How do we keep these conversations going? So I'm gonna turn it over to you, my sister.
Yeah, that's so crazy that we're having, you know, this conversation. I had been, you know, kind of kicking around relaunching SoulWorks, and basically what I'm doing it, but it's called Miss B Speaks SoulWorks for Mothers and Daughters, because we know that moms and daughters, some Mother's Day is great for some, and then for others it's a bad day, and it sends them into that place of depression, and it sends them into that place of anxiety or worry or angst or what have you, because their relationships with their mom is not good or their mom is gone. And they didn't have that opportunity, you know, to really say their goodbyes as they should. And so I really, today was one of my birthday celebrations for this month, was to go on down there, get the business license for Miss B Speaks. SoulWorks for Mothers and Daughters. But to the point that you were making with this thing with mental illness, I don't think people understand. Mental illness is real. It is one of those things that we really have to really get our hands around. And I was thinking about this today because I have a husband that deals with PTSD. And I was saying that I think we got to move away from saying to people, just let it go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that process, you know, and saying that to somebody, I know what people are saying, that what they're saying is, hey, this happened, you know, years ago, that marriage was torn apart, you lost that baby, you lost your mom, you just said, it's been 20 years, 30 years, let it go. But I think for the person that's dealing with mental health issues, whether they be depression, bipolar, whatever that they're labeled or diagnosed with. Although it may have happened 10, 15 years ago, to them, their reality is it's right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That they're, it's always in their present moment. And I sort of kind of in my quiet time with God today was asking, you know, about, you know, how to best help my husband when he gets in that space. And so with the judge, I'm sure she had been processing and trying to figure this thing out, but whatever the issue was, basically just being in that space at that moment, for her, it was her reality, and that was her only way out. And I think we got to figure out, Francine, I don't necessarily know that we know the answers just yet, because it's different for everybody, but I do know we got to let that, stop saying, you just got to let it go, you know what I mean? Because we understand that letting go is a process, but it is more than just that. We got to figure out how, Francine, how to encourage, and I was asking God today, help me in reframing my words so that when when my husband is in that space or someone else is in that space, how do we help them? And I know we think we're helping them when we're saying that, you know, she's been gone or that's been happened or whatever the reason that they're in that state is. We really have to be very watchful of what we are saying to them, because I think that they're in that vulnerable space, and that vulnerable space can have you teeter-tottering, you know, on the edge, looking at pills, looking down the barrel of a gun, you know, doing something crazy. And the people who are, you know, in that space of wanting to help really aren't helping, because they're not really, really helping them and affirming them in that moment. So we got a ways to go, Francine. So that's my take on it.
Because we know that, and I know people don't want to talk about it. Stigma is a word that comes up. But we have to educate the public. We have to advocate for policies for those people who do have issues and mental health issues. And we also have to advocate for the family. To see if this doesn't affect that person, it affects the whole family. They're all dealing with it or not dealing with it. Because it's like if your mom, you know, says, you know, well, I've been diagnosed with this, that, or the other. It's like, oh, mom, you know, please, you know, what you trying to say? You're crazy. You're not crazy, you know. And so they just push it to the side. And they like the word crazy more than they like the word mental illness or bipolar or whatever it is. So when we're looking at these challenges, we have to be able to talk about it. Because when you look at somebody, you don't know if they have a mental health issue a lot of the time.
Right.
You just see them functioning. It's like they're doing what they need to do just to get through that day. But you don't know how hard that day was for that person to get through that. And, and if they are going to a job, they can't tell their boss, you know, today I'm just not with it, and you know, I'm feeling a little off here. They can't be honest about the way that they feel. And for me, I look at people's eyes. Because the eyes are the window to your soul. And when I know that something is going on with you, I may not know if it is, you know, depression or what or anything else, or you're just having a bad day, but I see something is not right with you. Your light has been dimmed. And when we see that, it just does something to me, Veronica, because I know that I can't just say, well, just get over it. I hope you have a better day today than, you know, blah, blah, blah. You just can't do that.
Right.
And so there are no words to really give them any kind of comfort, which is really, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. How, when you see somebody going through, like with your husband, we use him, you know his triggers. You know when something's wrong with him. You know when he's just quite not right. But what do you say to him to let him know that, hey, hon, I understand, you know, because he's, I'm sure, just like anybody else, is trying his best to deal with just this moment that he's in right now. So I don't know what to do either, Veronica. I don't know the words to say or not to say to the person, and definitely not saying just get over yourself, because that doesn't help, you know, or you should be over this mm-hmm. by now. And I was talking to, and we all go through different periods in our lives and different stages of our lives. We may not have been clinically diagnosed with something, but there are days when you are not feeling 100% yourself. And I was telling my daughter yesterday, we was having this conversation about Mother's Day. My mom is no longer here, and it's 6 years this year. And I said to my daughter, and it really brought tears to my eyes, and I said to her, I hope I've been a good mom to you and that I did the best that I could at the time, because I was younger when I had my first two kids, you know, than my son. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit older and a little bit more mature, but when I had my daughters, I was 18 and 21. So I didn't have it mm-hmm. all together, and I maybe didn't make the right decisions, but now that my mom is not here and I can't have conversations with my mom, it just, because Mother's Day was coming, we were talking about that, and it kind of came up, you know, that I hope I did, you know, what I could do at the time and what I knew to let my daughters become who they needed to become, but also to be there for them as a mom. And so my daughter, we were all, you know, she was about in tears too when I was talking about that, because it's something that, you know, we think about, you know. And so mm-hmm. could that be a form of some kind of depression or could it still be grief from losing my mom? So you just don't know what, and you mm-hmm. don't want to put a label on things, you know, but you have to deal with mm-hmm. them. And so, and I think for someone who is clinically diagnosed, and so I was thinking about that too, they may even go one step further than what I went, because I was, after talking to my daughter, we talked for a little while longer, and she said, oh, mom, you're a great mom, and blah, 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 and we moved on. But that person who is clinically diagnosed, maybe they can't move on. Maybe they're stuck in that place, in that little dark space for that period of time, and how long does that last? Nobody really knows, you know? So it's mm-hmm. just something to really, really think about, and I hope people will take the opportunity this month to be more educated about it. And Veronica, I'm so glad that you're going to be doing Soul Works again. I think it's important for us, not just as women, but as moms, as wives, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. to have that space where we could come into our office and have that safe space and have those conversations and talk it through with somebody. And just because a lot of folks are just in their own space at home and just suffering in silence, and that is not good. So I know, it's just a lot, you know.
It is a lot. And I was kind of thumbing through the web today, and I came across this conversation with, I think this young lady was at the mom of the young lady that jumped off of that building, went up to, I think it was maybe a couple of months ago, and mm-hmm. she was just so young, beautiful, and her mom was yeah. saying that, you know, she basically, she was functioning, you know, in that space, you know, on a daily basis, mm-hmm. it was work for her. And that trying mm-hmm. to pretend, if you will, like everything was great, and knowing that it wasn't great, and that there was a name that they used for it. But she was saying that, you know, her daughter, when she had her moments, when it's the depression, once she could have gone on a video shoot or done a television show or something like that, and then after that show, maybe 2 weeks, she just in the bed, because mm-hmm. it took everything that she could to pretend as though things were great. And mm-hmm. they use the term functioning well, but not functioning at all, because of the fact that it is something that basically that she suffered through, and again, people did not know that she was going through. Her mom knew, and her mom was trying mm-hmm. to be, you know, be there in that space with her as much as she could. And, you know, and it, that triggered something in me, because of the fact that, you know, mental illness stole my mother away from me. And as a mother, mm-hmm. as a daughter who, you know, the last 10 years of my mom's life, I tried to do everything that I could to make sure that she was comfortable, loved. She knew that she was loved, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it stole those moments when you wanted to sit down like, hey, Mom, what do you think about this? And conversations about men and money and all the stuff that you would do with your mom. And so it's a hard space. And I think that the reason why I'm coming back with Miss V Speaks, Soul Works for Mothers and Daughters, is because I think it's so important, because if you don't get that right, the relationships that you have with your children, whether it's your daughters, your son, or other women, is skewed or off because of the fact that that relationship with your mom, good or bad. Because if it was a bad relationship, we wonder why some women seem to be so catty or so cold or mean, you know what I mean? And partly because of the fact that they didn't have that relationship with their mother. And so God has just sort of kind of given me, downloaded some things that we could be doing in these activities, in these spaces, and all of that stuff. And so I just think that since this is Mental Health Awareness Month, we really are going to have to become aware and be aware all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to say, hey, this is, you know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, but there are people who walk past us on a daily basis that, you know, that are struggling, and we're missing them because we are not aware. And so I think we're just going to have to figure out, Francine. It's work. It really is work that must be done.
It is. And it's so, and for me, this is just confirmation, because I hadn't talked to you about, you know, doing any particular thing about tonight, about mental health or about moms and daughters, and just having that conversation with my daughter on yesterday, you know, and, you know, and then it's, and because it's, you know, the month of May, and thinking about my mom and again, you know, missing her so much. But, you know, and being honest with myself, because I wasn't feeling like, I miss her so much still today, you know, and I'm like, you know, I hope that I'm as good as mom as my mom, or even a better mom than my mom, you know, because my mom was young when she had me. We were only 17 years apart, you know, so I kind of grew up with my mom, you know, and so I wanted to be the kind of mom who my kids could come to and talk to. But then, you know, when you look at your kids, and when you're really being honest with yourself, you know, did I miss anything, you know, because that was kind of where I was, you know. And I don't want to take anything away from anything that my mom did, because she did the best that she could with what she had. But for me, you know, I'm getting at the age where, you know, I look at my daughters and either I see me or I don't see me. You know, it doesn't really matter. But at the same time, did I do enough, or should I be having more conversations with my daughters and being honest with them, and even my son as well, not to leave him out, you know. And just talk about the way that we feel. And because anytime that we're going through something, sometimes we're not sure how much we really can say, or will somebody even understand what I'm talking about, you know. So it's just a lot, you know. So it's just a lot. And so I encourage people tonight, Veronica, if they're listening to us, to share their stories. Because when you share your story, if you can, because if you're in that space and you feel that you can, please do. Don't share it if you're not ready, because I'm not a clinician. You know, I don't have any licensing for this, you know. But if it's something that you can share with other people around you that support you and love you, and that's kind of what I was doing with my daughter, just sharing with her how I was feeling on yesterday, you know. So, I say share your story if you can. And so I'm excited that we're going to be doing Soul Works again. And I know that I'll be one of the ones sitting on the couch, because I need it. Yes, I need it. I definitely need it. So, so just to change the subject a little bit, and so that we can leave on a light note, because this is, again, something that people don't want to talk about, but we have to talk about it. And it's just like Black History Month. We Black History 365 days a year. We are Mental Health Awareness 365 days a year. We ain't going to put it on the shelf and put it back till May next year. No,
exactly.
We have to have these conversations. And if we see somebody, or if somebody reaches out to us for help and you can't help them, refer them to somebody that can help them. Just don't, like Veronica said, don't tell them to get over it because they can't get over it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
yeah.
that simple.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that right there in itself is a powerful statement. You know, stop telling people just let it go. That itself is not affirming, and it's just not, you know, it's not something that we should be saying. And I get what people are saying, but for the recipient that's hearing that's just not a good statement. And so I got that, and I realized that I needed to say, hey, let me figure out how to kind of reframe what I'm saying so that they feel affirmed and lifted up and loved and cared for and safe and feel like they can continue to move on, as opposed to our own. It's almost like a judgment, you know what I mean? And that was the thing that came to me today as I was thinking about this, that it's a judgment that you are placing on them, because you're saying that you should be further down the road, you should be better, you should be that.
Right.
So definitely I think that's something that that, you know, we could learn from that, and that be our, you know, our aha moment of what did I learn today? I learned that, you know what I mean? So that the awareness can come, and that people will come away in a brighter spot, because it's just important. And so,
just
like I said, we're coming into that celebration time, and we're praying and hoping that, you know, for those who are May babies, have a great May, and that this Sunday it'll be a blessed day, whether you have your mom or not have your mom, but it'll be a blessed day for you. That's my prayer, Francine.
Absolutely, and same here, mine is too. And, you know, and like I said, I was just, you know, thinking about my mom, missing my mom, but I know that, you know, and my daughter, you know, she was like, Mom, you're a great mom. You always have been, you know. I was like, yeah, you can say that. You're my daughter, you know. But I know, you know, and I want my daughters, again, and any woman, and when you're talking to another woman, if, you know, if she shares things with you, you know, listen, because that's the other thing, too. We don't listen because we don't want to deal with things.
Right.
You know, we have to listen and be open to that. And, again, you know, okay, so I digress, because, you know, I can go on and on this. So, my sister, tell everybody what you got coming up. I know you have a new Facebook page. I saw that today.
Oh, yes. Okay, so really, you know, I was so blessed. One of the moms for our Kids Law Academy created a Facebook page for the kids, because we're going to do some fundraising for them. So that's coming up, and we want everybody to be aware. We want everybody to like the page. We want everybody to participate in our roundup, so that the kids can do the things that they want to do in terms of their field trip or what have you. So excited about that. And then, of course, we got some trainings coming up in May, and you're going to be facilitating one of those trainings for us with our daycare providers at the Suffolk Library, again, on credit and being very interactive with these providers. And then just basically during this month, really, really working on Ms. V speaks, since I just said, you know what, God, I'm just going on out here and pull and flip the switch and going on to do what I said that I was going to do. So that was one thing. And so really, really working on the marketing of that, looking at all the things that I got going on and making sure, just like we said at the beginning of the year, the intentionality of a thing. Am I doing what I said that I'm going to do? Not trying to be any better than anybody else, but just am I being good to me and the things that I'm supposed to do? And then something else that they got that was a revelation to me, is that really standing in and believing in yourself, in the bigness and the brightness that you are. Because sometimes I think we cower down, and so that's kind of what I'm doing this whole month, Francine, and just trying to shine the light a little bit more.
Yes, absolutely, and do it boldly. And with all the grace and excellence that God has given you, my sister, I cheer you on. I know that even, you know, as we walk through what God has ordained for us, he confirms us in different ways. And tonight was definitely confirmation for me. And like you said, Veronica, we're doing it with intentionality. So we're going to be doing a self-care walk at Mount Trashmore on May the 14th. from 10 a.m. to 12:30. Just come out. It's nothing formal. We just going to meet in a parking lot. You can wear a red T-shirt, black T-shirt, white T-shirt, because I'm doing it under the umbrella of the Urban League. And then we're going to shoot just a short little video, like a minute, and we're going to send that to nationals because we want them to know that Hampton Roads is all about self-care. So, and they're going to promote it all over the country. But, you know, we have to take care of ourselves and be good to ourselves. And just like you said, stop shrinking down because other people don't understand our walk. They don't understand our gifts. They don't understand our talents, and they don't understand what we have been ordained to do. And so on that note, my sister, I'm going to leave. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Our time is up. It is exactly 7 p.m. Yep. Thank you so much, Veronica, for joining me tonight. Oh, and you know our 30 minutes just go so quick sometimes, you know.
So quickly.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Good night now.
Yes, good night. God bless you all, and we'll be back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.